White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 26, 1902. James Edson White. My dear son, I have been deeply exercised during our camp meeting in Petaluma. This was a meeting that cannot fail to remove a large amount of prejudice. The attendance from outside was all that we could expect in evenings, and Sunday all that could possibly be accommodated with seats, and then many were standing on the outside. I spoke 6 times in the tent, spoke in the afternoon on the 2 Sabbaths, and in the afternoon on the 2 Sundays, 2 afternoons on weekdays, and once a short period in the afternoon besides, 7 times in all. And this is the first time I have ventured to speak to a large assembly. One thing I am surprised to mention, the climate seemed to be more favorable for me than even at St. Helena. I slept night after night without much interruption until daylight. This is a chapter in my experience, the like of which I have not had for years. My mind was not worried. We had meetings of large importance at Oakland. A few weeks before this, intensity of labor was upon me, but the Lord gave me a most unexpected testimony to all, especially to Jones. He had sent in his resignation and was about to leave his post of responsibility, leave Oakland, to connect with Dr. Willie Jones in his work at Santa Barbara. The testimony given me was, no, that this move would be injustice to Brother Jones, and injustice to the work. That among all the associate workers, there was not one who would improve the present showing in taking his place. Anyone would have to learn how to take up one line of work after another, and there must be no hasty moves made. The suspicious, the jealous, the evil surmising would think all their suspicions were correct. Here Brother Jones would do harm to his own influence. When he shall feel that he must have a change, let him take it and seek the Lord most earnestly, and stand as it is his privilege to stand, freeing his soul from every embarrassment. Then, if he feels he must withdraw, let it be at his own suggestion. There are straight places before the work and cause in Oakland, and the Lord will greatly bless all who will keep the soul free and clear and under the Holy Spirit's guidance. The very same was presented to me in regard to your and Brother Palmer's work, in connection with the publishing interest in Nashville. If you stand at your post of duty and go straight ahead and be in union with one another, the Lord will greatly bless. All these men are being tempted and tried, but the testing fire of the promise is not to consume, but to refine and purify.